item 8, staff reports.
Last week, we did issue a tax council RFP. The board had previously approved that. I just want to let you know that we did send that out. And then also, a lot of times in the past, we'll talk about group counseling. We're actually changing, renaming that to a pre-retirement workshop, since we had a lot of folks thinking that they were actually, it was a big group of one-on-one counseling, which it wasn't.
Got it.
So just to make it a little bit clearer for folks, it's now the pre-retirement workshop. Also on our website, we have a report a death form to make it easier for folks to notify us of any members' passings. And that's all.
A couple comments on that. Are you?
No.
Okay. Are you going to try to still do the evening one or 4 o'clock? Whatever.
Yeah, we're taking a look at it.
Okay. And then have we ever done anything about the death one? We talked about it before.
About the what?
About somehow being better notified when a member should pass or a beneficiary.
Yeah, we've been working with our vendor a little bit more on that because there are some additional services that we're looking into.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And then we're also doing the, you know, alive and well letter process that we've talked about before. And
right.
Doing some other things as well.
Okay. Item 8B, outside professionals. Ed, do you have anything else? And item 8C, trustee comments. Jerry.
In honor of John, I attended the Common Fund meeting, and I wanted to have a couple of highlights about that. It was an interesting meeting. The agenda was kind of an up and down agenda, but they had some very good people. The lead keynote speaker was Dr. Robert Gates, who was both the defense secretary for Presidents Obama and Bush, and a former director of the CIA, and a couple of interesting comments he had to say. He described Russia as a dying country, which I thought was a fascinatingly interesting.
Is that what it says on Facebook?
That's right.
Of all places.
He said, partially as a result of negative population growth and natural resources are, quote unquote, all they have left, and USA production increases, especially in oil and gas, are going to take care of that. It was a very interesting comment. There was another speaker who specializes in geopolitical strategy, and he's the founder of a group called Eurasia. He at least claimed that he doesn't see there'll be a trade war as likely. Also said China is a world power now, but for now it's content to dominate in its own backyard. NAFTA is safe for the time being. He went on to talk about Canada is just waiting it out for now. And the general consensus was that Mr. Trudeau's recent trip to China was a disaster, which was an interesting, at least as far as the Chinese saw it. One of the other more interesting comments he said was the foreign leaders are increasingly looking to establishing relationships with state and local political leaders. They're no longer worried about or focusing on Washington, D.C. Instead, they're going directly to the states, which is something.
So Brown's gotten pretty
keep
big.
In mind. Yeah, well. Another comment, he said Venezuela is a mess, which is, I think we all know, but one interesting metric is that the lack of proper nutrition has led to an average 17-pound per citizen weight loss in the last 12 months.
Wow, natural.
Across the country, which is pretty amazing. There was a panel on natural resources, that talked about this one individual was from Norway. The U.S. shale production actually helped to stabilize world oil prices. Lead times on major North Sea oil projects are now down to 2 years rather than the prior 4 years. And the government green incentives in Norway in particular are now so aggressive that they are using Teslas as a cost-effective taxicab alternative. The rebates and whatnot that they get back from the government are so great that it makes sense for them to do that. Bob Rubin was there, former U.S. Treasury Secretary. He and another speaker spent their time talking about carbon economy, and he said while there's no particular silver bullet for, in his estimation, global warming and whatnot, if there is one in dealing with climate change, it's pricing carbon emissions. And he and his panel colleague predicted that a meaningful carbon tax will be in place within 2 years, so which was all very interesting. So the speakers, as I say, some of them were not particularly interesting, some of them are not really riveting, but I guess that comes with the territory. It's a very well-attended convention. There's probably 500 people there.
I'm trying to understand Gates' comment in light of the, at least the conventional thought about the Chinese dominance and the control of the continental Africa resource. markets.
Gates wasn't, this was another guy. This was a Dr. Ian Bremmer.
Oh,
he said for the time being, he said that he wasn't talking that much about North Africa. He said they're content for the time being to exercise their influence in the in their area of the world.
Saying continental Africa is a pretty big backyard.
Yeah. But
two of your comments sort of jumped out to me. One, Venezuela. Apparently, the election is coming momentarily. The current, is it Maduro, is going to win. Fairly handily, notwithstanding the world that Venezuelans individually find themselves in. The other was carbon tax. I don't know whether any of the rest of you read letters to the editor. Always sort of been interested by the newspapers I take. And
I think I saw one with your name on it.
It was a little different. Yeah. It was encouraging letters. But there has got to be an incredible level of emphasis behind letters to the editor on proposing carbon taxes and a dividend, quote, coming back to everybody. They're in sequence. The letter will describe how much we need the carbon tax, and to keep it all neutral, somehow or another, every taxpayer would get some kind of a dividend back out of it. And it's not once or twice. It's 100 times. It's in Chronicle or East Bay Times or sometimes even the Wall Street Journal.
I'd say that's orchestrated.
It is orchestrated.
Talking points.
There is somebody working on this.
Yeah.
That's incredibly active.
It's probably George Soros.
Gates was a very interesting speaker. I mean, he's got a terrific pedigree and
but
very
a good
fascinating
report,
keynote.
Jerry, thank you. It was interesting. The highlights you picked up were interesting points.
Any other trustee comments? Mm-hmm. Seeing none, agenda is complete. Meeting adjourned.
Wonderful.
All right. Sure, it's very impressive. Single space full.